ओम हरिः ओम तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम। कुमारेश सूनो गुहस्कन्दसेनापते शक्तिपाणे मयूराधिरूढ पुलिन्दात्मजाकान्त भक्तातिहारिन् प्रभो तारकारे सदा रक्ष मां त्वम्। प्रशान्तेन्द्रिये नष्ट संज्ञे विचेष्टे कफोद्गारिवक्त्रे भयोत्कम्पि गात्रे प्रयाणोन्मुखे मय्यनाथे तदानीम् द्रुतं मे दयालो भवाग्रे गुहत्वम्। ओं नमो भगवते ज्ञानदण्डायुधपाणये। ओं नमो भगवते बालवेलायुधस्वामिने। ओं नमो भगवते स्वामिनाथाय। ओं नमो भगवते मरुदाचलमूर्तये। ओं नमो भगवते स्कन्दाय गुहाय कार्तिकेयाय षण्मुखाय शरवणभवाय श्रीवल्लिदेवसेना समेत श्री कल्याण षण्मुख शिव सुब्रह्मण्य परब्रह्मणे ओम। It'd be nice if any of you can summarize the whole introductory bhashyam, what I said. Listen to the recording. You can make a summary of it and put it. It'd be nice for all the Purvapaksha and Siddhanta. If any of you can try and write in English, the Sanskritam would be nice. So we have seen Shanno Mitra. Om Shanno Mitra Sham Varunaha Shanno Bhavatvaryama Shanna Indro Bruhaspatihi Shanno Vishnu Rukramaha Namo Brahmane Namaste Vayo Tvameva Pratyaksham Brahmasi Tvameva Pratyaksham त्यक्षं ब्रह्म वदिष्यामि ऋतं वदिष्यामि सत्यं वदिष्यामि तन्मामवतो तद्वक्तारमवतो अवतु माम् अवतु वक्तारम्। ओम शांति शांति शांतिः। आई थिंक टुडे वी हैव टू डू पेज नंबर 74, करेक्ट? Yeah. So we have seen how in the Shanti Mantraha the expression Sham means auspiciousness, happiness and blessing. And I also mentioned the synonyms of that expression Sham. And the Shankaraha means Shankaroti the Shankaraha, the source of auspiciousness. One who brings and makes auspiciousness is Bhagavan Shankaraha. Now we invoked six devatas, Adhishtana devatas, the presiding deities. Whenever invoke the grace of any devata, actually we are ultimately invoking the grace of Bhagavan the whole, who alone is in the form of every devata. Therefore, we invoke the grace of Bhagavan in the form of six devatas and asking them to be a source of blessing. How can they be a source of blessing when they all function properly, and they're functioning properly, they're remaining in fit condition itself is what? Actually blessing for us. So when these, by the grace of these devatas, when all the inner organs function properly, and then that's a big grace, great source of blessing. So we saw, and now, this salutation or prostration is offered to Bhagavan. Namo Brahmane. That's the expression. So Namaha is a noun derived from the root Nam, to bow to. Namati, Namataha is a Parasmi Pada. Namanti, Namasi, Namataha, Namataha, Namami, Namavaha, Namavaha. Namaha, salutation, prostration. And this noun should always go with the dative case only, fourth case only. Therefore, Namaha Brahmane. The visarga, because sandhi rule, it becomes namo. Visarga becomes repa, repa becomes ukara, ukara gunasandhi, then it becomes o. Visarga sakara, repa, then ukara, then o. The three steps are involved there. Namo, brahmane, and the brahmane is what? Here, brahma, here brahmane means sagunam brahma. Sagunam brahma means Ishwaraha. Ishwaraha means what? The knowledge, the reality obtaining in the form of pure knowledge is Param Brahma, absolute reality, which is Nirgunam Brahma, attributeless reality. But here we are talking about the Sagunam Brahma. Sagunam Brahma means what? Same reality, but manifestation of the reality. The manifestation of knowledge is given the status of being the Ishwaraha. So Ishwaraha, the Lord, is a qualification attributed to the total manifestation of total knowledge. It is called Hiranyagarbha, otherwise called Hiranyagarbha. So manifestation implies also inclusive of manifesting medium also. What is the manifesting medium? The entire subtle manifestation, subtle matter. The subtle matter which is capable of manifesting consciousness, which alone is in the form of all the intellects, antahkaranani, and also powers and the functions. Sukshma shariram. So samashti sukshma, see sukshma shariram is a fraction of the total samashti sukshma prapanchaha. So the entire subtle gross universe is, when it is looked upon as the manifestation of knowledge, which alone serves as a manifesting medium for that consciousness also, is given the Ishwara title. Then Hiranyagarbha. And but for the manifestation of knowledge in the form of subtle universe, in the gross universe cannot have life. In fact, life itself is not possible. So the gross universe experience life, etc., all possible because of the manifestation of knowledge in subtle matter. Therefore, we say the whole subtle gross universe itself is what? We do not see the gross universe, subtle gross manifestation, gross universe as gross inert material universe. We look at it as Ishwara, the manifestation of knowledge. Therefore, a whole Ishwara is here offered salutation. So we say, Namo Brahmane. Salutations unto Bhagavan, who alone is manifest in the form of the entire Samashti Sukshma Prapanchaha, subtle universe. Thereby who alone lends life for the entire gross universe also, obtaining in the form of gross manifestation. So, Namo Brahmane, salutations unto Hiranyagarbha. Then, why? But for the grace of Hiranyagarbha, no function is possible. It means function of mentation in mind. Mind is a dravya, sukshma dravyam, subtle matter. And there function is possible, sentience in consciousness is possible because of manifestation of knowledge. And all the karmendrani, gyanendrani are capable of functioning even though they are material in nature because of Hiranyagarbha. And also all the five physiological functions are possible. Life itself is possible because of Hiranyagarbha. Therefore we offer salutations to Bhagavan Hiranyagarbha. Namo Brahmane Namaste Vayu. Then, again that Hiranyagarbha alone, Hiranyagarbha is imperceptible because subtle. Our own mind, sense organs are imperceptible. How can we perceive the entire Bhagavan in the form of subtle manifestation? Imperceptible. But imperceptible Hiranyagarbha, who alone is in the subtle manifestation, is now available for us as a perceptible air element. Therefore, this air element is none other than Hiranyagarbha. So, therefore, we offer salutations to பகவான் ஹிரண்யகர்பா, ஹூ இஸ் இன் தி ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் இம்பர்செப்டபிள் ஹிரண்யகர்பா இன் தி ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் பர்செப்டபிள் ஏர். நமோ பிரம்மணே நமஸ்தே வாயோ. அண்ட் வை? வாயு இஸ் தி பிரத்யக்ஷம். த்வமேவ பிரத்யக்ஷம் பிரம்மாசி. யூ அலோன் ஆர் இன் தி ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் வாயு, தி பர்செப்டபிள் பிரத்யக்ஷம் பிரம்மா. ஓ வாயு, யூ ஆர் ஹிரண்யகர்பா இன் பர்செப்டபிள் ஃபார்ம். Okay, now let us read the Bhashyam here. Namo Brahmane Namaste Vayo. For that, Shankaracharya writes here in page number 74, Brahma Vividushuna Namaskara Brahma Vadana Kriye Vayu Vishaye Brahma Vidyopasarga Shantyartham Kriyete Sarvakriyapalanam அதீனத்வாத். பியூட்டிஃபுல் பாஷ்யம். லுக் அட் திஸ். சி, ஃபர்ஸ்ட் ஆஃப் ஆல் சங்கராச்சாரிய ரைட்ஸ், தேர் ஆர் டூ ஆக்ஷன்ஸ் டன் ஹியர். வாட் ஆர் த டூ ஆக்ஷன்ஸ்? ஒன் ஆக்ஷன் இஸ் ஃபாலிங் ஃபிளாட், விச் இஸ் அ பிசிக்கல் ஆக்ஷன். அந்த ஃபாலிங் ஃபிளாட் சாஷ்டாங்க பிரணாமஹா இஸ் இம்ப்ளைட் பை த எக்ஸ்பிரஷன் நமஹா. சலுடேஷன் இஸ் அ ஃபாலிங் ஃபிளாட், ஆக்ட் ஆஃப் ஃபாலிங் ஃபிளாட், தண்டவத் பிரணாமஹ. தென் அகெய்ன் சேயிங் இட், ஓ அன்டு யூ சலுடேஷன்ஸ், தட் இஸ் எக்ஸ்பிரஷன், ஓரல் ஆக்டிவிட்டி கால்டு வதன கிரியா. அண்ட் நாட் ஓன்லி தட், வதன கிரியா மீன்ஸ் குளோரிஃபையிங் த லார்ட், குளோரிஃபிகேஷன் ஆஃப் த லார்ட். ஓப்பனிங் அவர் மவுத் அண்ட் குளோரிஃபையிங் த லார்ட் யூசிங் தி எக்ஸ்பிரஷன்ஸ். Even if you do not open your mouth and say, mentally you think also it is a sort of expression only. Therefore, glorifying the Lord, glorification of the Lord is called vadana kriya, oral activity. Then falling flat is namaskara kriya. The two acts are done. So he says, namaskara பிரம்ம வதன கிரியா. டுகெதர் டூயல் இஸ் வாட்? நமஸ்காரக பிரம்ம வதன கிரியா ச நமஸ்கார பிரம்ம வதன கிரியே. டூயல் கிரியேத்தே செய்யப்படுகின்றன. கிரியத்தே இஸ் டன், கிரியேத்தே டூ ஆர் டன், கிரியந்தே மெனி ஆர் டன். கிரியேத்தே இஸ் அ பாசிவ் வாய்ஸ் சென்டென்ஸ். வாட் ஆர் டன் நவ்? இரண்டு செயல்கள் செய்யப்படுகின்றன, நமஸ்கார செயலும் பிரம்மனை புகழ்கின்றன என்ற செயலும் செய்யப்படுகின்றன. சோ நமஸ்காரா பிளஸ் பிரம்ம வதன கிரியா மீன்ஸ் தி ஆக்ட் ஆஃப் ஓரல் ஆக்டிவிட்டி இன் டெர்ம்ஸ் ஆஃப் குளோரிபிகேஷன் ஆஃப் பிரம்மன். சரி, ஆக்ட் ஆஃப் ஓரல் ஆக்டிவிட்டி இன் டெர்ம் தி ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் வாட்? குளோரிபிகேஷன் ஆஃப் பிரம்மன் இஸ் கால்ட் வதன கிரியா, சிங்குலர். கம்பல் நமஸ்கார பிகம்ஸ் டியூல். நமஸ்கார வதன கிரியே கிரியேதே, தீஸ் டூ ஆக்ஷன்ஸ் ஆர் டன் ஹியர். பை ஹூம்? கேன கிரியத்தே? ஓகே, கிம் கே கிரியேதே? வாட் ஆர் டன்? நமஸ்கார பிரம்ம வதன கிரியா ச கிரியேதே. ஓகே, கேன கிரியேதே? பை ஹூம் ஆர் தே டன்? பிரம்ம விவிதிஷுனா. ஓகே, பிரம்ம விவிதிஷு இஸ் அ நாமினேட்டிவ் கேஸ். Brahma Vividishuna is an instrumental case, third case. Brahma Vividishuval Namaskaram in the rendum sayyappadukindrana. So Brahma Vividishuna means, see, Vividishuhu is a desiderative expression. Let me tell you first of all. There is a root with. From that you derive a verb veti, knows. Veti means knows. வேத்தும் டு நோ, வேத்தும் இச்சா, வேத்தும் இச்சா, டிசையர் டு நோ, வேத்தும் இச்சா, டிசையர் டு நோ. அண்ட் வேத்தும் இச்சா இஸ் புட் ஒன் வேர்ட் இஸ் வாட்? விவிதிஷா, விவிதிஷா. வேத்தும் இச்சா விவிதிஷா, விச் மீன்ஸ் டிசையர் டு நோ. This is called desiderative noun, vividisha. And the person, now the adjective, convert this noun into an adjective. Desire to know is a desiderative word into an adjective. The one who wants to know, one who is desirous of knowing, is called vividishuhu. Like mumukshuhu, jignasuhu, bubukshuhu. Like that, we get this expression vividishuhu. Vividishuhu is another expression for jignasuhu. Jnatum iccha yasya saha jignasuhu. Vetum iccha yasya saha vividishuhu. Same meaning. Two different roots. So, vividishuhu is a ukaranta pullinga shabdaha. So, what is the third case? Vividishuna parambarulai arya virumbahindravanal. So, Brahma vividishuna. He is not Corona Vividishuhu. He is not Corona Vividishuhu. This person is Brahma Vividishuhu. By this Brahma Vividishuhu, by this person who is desirous of knowing the reality, these two actions are done. Namaskaraha kriyate, Brahma Vadana Kriya kriyate, Namaskara Brahma Vadana Kriya kriyate. Okay. But towards whom? Namaskar done for whose sake? It is Vayu Vishaye. Vayu Vishaye. Okay. Kimartam Kriyate. What is the purpose of doing Namaskara Kriya? See, what is done? First question. Second question is what? Kim Kriyate. Ke Kriyate. First question. Kena kriyate, by whom it is done, second question. Third question is, kimartham kriyate, what is the purpose of doing these two activities? Namaskara and glorification of Brahman. Why are they done? What is the purpose? Kimartham. He says, Brahma vidya upasarga shantyartham. Brahma vidya upasarga shantyartham. See, Shantyartham, Shantihi, peace. Shantyartham, for peace, which means for pacifying, for pacification, for the purpose of pacifying, for the purpose of pacification, or we can say for the elimination. Shantyartham, for the elimination, for the removal, for the eradication, for warding off, for pacifying, shantyartham. Okay, elimination of what? Upasarga. Upasarganam shantihi, upasarga shantihi. For eliminating, for pacifying upasargas, please be careful. The word upasargaha in grammar means prefix. But here the word upasargaha means obstacles. Upasargaha ityukte upadravaha. Upasargaha is equal to upadravaha. Upadravanam nivrityartham. Upasarganam nivrityartham shantyartham. For the purpose, for eliminating the obstacles. Upasarganam shantihi, upasarga shantihi, compound word. For eliminating obstacles. Obstacles in what? Obstacles in Brahma Vidya. Obstacles in the pursuit of Brahma Vidya. In what is not mentioned, okay? Just say Brahma Vidya. Brahma Vidya Upasarga Gunasandhi. Brahma Vidya Upasarga, Brahma Vidya Upasarga. Brahma Vidya Upasarga Shantyartham. Brahma Vidya Upasarga Shantyartham. For eliminating, for elimination of obstacles in the pursuit of knowledge of reality, Brahma. Namaskaraha, the act of falling flat, and as an expression of request and gratitude, and also the act of glorification of Brahman, Bhagavan, both are done by the one who is desirous of knowing Brahman. And so, to whom? Vayu Vishaye. Addressing the Vayu. Okay. Now, why? Now, what the purpose of worship, purpose of these two actions we understood. But now, why should we offer salutations to Hiranyagarbha in the form of Vayu? Why should we do the glorification of Ishvara for the elimination of obstacles in pursuit of knowledge by the one who he wants to know the truth? Why? He says, why should I worship Hiranyagarbha? Why not anybody else? Or why should we not worship him? The reason is given. Okay? Sarva kriya phalanam kimartham. Again, no? Why? Kutaha. Sarva kriya phalanam tad adhinatvat. Sarva kriya phalani means what? The results of all actions. The results of all actions. Sarvesham kriyanam phalani. Sarva kriya phalani. Tesham phalanam. Okay. The results of the all actions. Results, the enjoyment of all results of actions. Results of all actions. Enjoyment of results of all actions. And performance of all actions. Everything is dependent on the grace of Hiranyagarbha. Tad adhinatvat. Tad adhina means tasya Hiranyagarbhasya adhine asti. Sarva kriya phalani Hiranyagarbhasya adhine santi. All results of all actions, the enjoyment of all results, the performance of all actions is all dependent. Adhina means dependent. Dependent on Hiranyagarbha, tasya adhine santi, ataha tasya adhinatvat. Is it not? Tasya adhine santi, kasya adhine, Hiranyagarbhasya adhine santi. Hiranyagarbha vashe santi, which means, it's all in his hands. Okay? Tasya adhine santi. Adhina means dependence, in his control, under the custody of Hiranyagarbha. See, performance of actions, possibility of performance of actions, possibility of the enjoyment of, possibility of in attaining results of actions, possibility of enjoying the results of, attained results of actions, all are under the custody of Hiranyagarbha. All are within the control of Hiranyagarbha. Adhinam means avarudaya kattupattirkul irukkirathu. Hiranyagarbhasya adhine santi. Okay, they're all in his, within his custody, under his custody. It means we are dependent on his grace. Okay, therefore, if we have to enjoy the benefits of any effort, we have to attain the benefits of any effort we make, we need tremendous amount of grace of Hiranyagarbha. Therefore, and because there will be obstacles, anything can do, any obstruction, any problem. Therefore, to remove all the obstacles in pursuit of knowledge and to be able to enjoy everything properly, we invoke the grace of Hiranyagarbha, who is in the form of perceptible Vayu. Is it clear? I have done a great job. Are you seeing it now? Okay. So, Brahma Vividushuna Namaskara Vadana Kriye Vayu Vishaye Brahma Vidya Upasargashantyartam Brahma Vidya Upasargashantyartam Sarva Kriya Phalanam తద్ అధీనత్వాత్ క్రియేతే. ఓకే, నౌ బ్రహ్మ, హూ ఇస్ దిస్ నౌ బ్రహ్మ? వాయుః. బ్రహ్మ వాయుః. బ్రహ్మ మీన్స్ వాట్? దిస్ ఇస్ సగుణం బ్రహ్మ ఈశ్వరః హిరణ్యగర్భః, హూ అలోన్ ఈస్ ఇన్ ది ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ వాయుః. దెర్ఫోర్ తస్మై బ్రహ్మణే నమః. ఎస్పెషలీ ప్రెసెంట్ డే దిస్ ప్రేయర్ ఇస్ వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్. దట్స్ వై హిరణ్య గర్భ ఆరాధనం, వాయు భగవాన్ కి నమస్కారం. వి ఆల్ హ్యావ్ టు వాయు నమస్కారం నౌ, బికాస్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ హ్యాడ్ ఎ ప్రాబ్లమ్ విత్ ద పల్మనరీ, ఆల్ పల్మనరీ ఇష్యూస్ నౌ. నమో బ్రహ్మణే నమస్తే వాయో, నమో బ్రహ్మణే నమస్తే వాయో, నమో బ్రహ్మణే నమస్తే వాయో. సో సల్యూటేషన్స్ అంటు భగవాన్ హూ అలోన్ ఈస్ ఇన్ ది ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ వాయుః, వాయుదేవత. తస్మై బ్రహ్మణే నమః, సల్యూటేషన్స్ అంటు హిరణ్య గర్భ. నౌ శంకరాచార్య యాడ్స్ వన్ మోర్ వర్డ్, నమస్కారః. హీ సేస్ ప్రహ్వీ భావం కరోమి. నమామి ఇత్యుక్తే ప్రహ్వీ భావం కరోమి ఇత్యర్థః. ఐ బౌ టు మీన్స్ ప్రహ్వీ భావం కరోమి. ప్రహ్వీ భావః మీన్స్ ఫాలింగ్ ఫ్లాట్ ఆర్ బెండింగ్ డౌన్, వణంగుదల్, తలై వణంగుదల్. సి దట్స్ ద ఫస్ట్ సైన్ ఆఫ్ వాట్ స్వామి యూజ్డ్ సే, దిస్ ఈస్ ది ఫస్ట్ స్టెప్ వి టేక్ టు reduce the weight of ahankara. First thing is what? Vanangudal. That's expression of humility first. Talai vanangudal. Now prakhvi bhavam karomi. I bend, fall flat. Prakhvi bhavam karomi. Which means the prakhvi bhavaha, the bending down and falling flat and glorifying the Lord, 100% expresses our seeking is genuinely seeking grace, surrendering. It's a surrender, expression of, oh, we do not know how to survive on our own without your grace. Okay, next. Page number 76. Now, rest of the homework, okay? 75 homework, 76.
Namo Brahmane Namaste Vayo.
So again, Namaha, Shankaracharya writes every word from the mantra he takes and he comments. Namaha te, namo, brahmane, you already seen. Now namaste, take the word namaste from the mantra. Namaha te, namaste. If you break namaha te, namaste, there's a namaha plus te. Visargaha followed by a dental, sorry, takara. No? Becomes what? Sakara. Because a dental visarga followed by a dental consonant becomes what? It also becomes dental sakara. Namaste. Namahate, salutations unto you. Yes, te means tubhyam. He says te is equal to tubhyam. Tubhyam is Shankaracharya's meaning. The mantra's word is te. Te is equal to tubhyam. Te and tubhyam mean what to you? వాయో, హే వాయో, ఓ వాయు, వాయో ఉకారాంత పుల్లింగ శబ్ద వాయు. సో ఇన్ వోకటివ్ కేస్ వాయో, ఇన్ వోకటివ్ కేస్ నాట్ వాయు, వాయు నామినేటివ్, వాయో విడివేత్తుమే వోకటివ్ కేస్. వాయో, హే వాయో, ఓ వాయువే, నమస్కరోమి. సో ఐ బౌ టు యూ, ఐ బౌ. ప్రహ్వీ భావం కరోమి, నమస్కరోమి, ఐ సల్యూట్, ఐ ప్రాస్ట్రేట్. దెన్ ఇతి పరోక్ష ప్రత్యక్షాభ్యాం వాయురేవ అభిధీయతే. ఓకే, హియర్ అభిధీయతే, వాయురేవ అభిధీయతే. టేక్ ది సెంటెన్స్, దట్ ఎక్స్ప్రెషన్, వాయుః ఏవ వాయురేవ. వాయుః ఏవ వాయురేవ. வாயுவேதான், காற்றேதான். வாயுகு ஏவ, வாயு அலோன், நன்னதர் நோட் நோ எனிபடி எல்ஸ், வாயு அலோன் அபிதீயத்தே. அபிதீயத்தே மீன்ஸ் ஹியர் இஸ் மென்ஷன்ட், லிட்ரல் மீன்ஸ் மென்ஷன்ட், நோன், ரெக்கக்னைஸ்ட், கன்சிடர்ட். ஹூ இஸ் கன்சிடர்ட் ஆஸ் அ ஆப்ஜெக்ட் ஆஃப் நமஸ்கார், ஹூ இஸ் ஆஃபர்ட் டு நமஸ்கார், ஆஃபர்ட் டு ஹூம்? வாயுகு. வாயுகு ஏவ அபிதீயத்தே. So, Vayu alone is addressed here, not any other Devata. Vayuhu eva abhidiyate. Vayuhu alone is mentioned, considered, recognized, addressed. Vayu dhan sollapadukirar. Vayu reva abhidiyate. Okay. What is abhidiyate? Okay. Who is abhidiyate? Vayuhu. Vayu is addressed. Fine. How is he addressed? Paroksha pratyakshabhyam. Okay. See, when you address the vayu in front of you, the perceptible vayu is directly addressed. Imperceptible Hiranyagarbha, who is symbolized vayu, is also indirectly addressed. Okay, Vayu is directly addressed. The imperceptible Hiranyagarbha is indirectly addressed through Vayu. Is it clear? Are you reading or listening? Okay. Therefore, why you have to see Paroksha Pratyakshabhyam means Parokshena வாயுரேவ அபிதீயத்தே. பரோக்ஷேன, பரோக்ஷா மீன்ஸ் இன்டைரக்ட்லி, இன்டைரக்ட்லி பரோக்ஷா இன்டைரக்ட், பரோக்ஷேன இன்டைரக்ட்லி, பிரத்யக்ஷேன டைரக்ட்லி. நன் டூல் இஸ் வாட் பரோக்ஷ பிரத்யக்ஷாபியாம். சோ டைரக்ட்லி அண்ட் இன்டைரக்ட்லி வாயு அலோன் இஸ் அட்ரெஸ்ட், which means Vayu is addressed directly and Hiranyagarbha alone is indirectly addressed through Vayu. Okay. Next sentence. Kincha, last. Twameva chakshuradya peksha bahyam sannikrishtam avyavahitam pratyaksham brahma asi. Why do you say, how do you say this, he is pratyaksham brahma? How can we say he is directly perceptible Lord Hiranyagarbha, who alone is in your directly perceptible Lord? He said kimcha, kimcha. See, kim, what, cha, and. When they put together is what? Melum, further. Please make a note. Kim, at least the bhasham, they should not have separated it. They made a mistake. We should not write like this. They should have put it together. Kincha. It must have been kincha. Okay. In Bhasham, only for reading, you can break. Otherwise, they should not have separated like that. Kim means what. Cha means and. When you put them together, kincha means further. Twameva. Tvam eva, thou alone, you only, chakshuradi apeksha, bahyam, sannikrishtam, bahyam sannikrishtam. So, chakshuradi means, chakshuhu means seeing power, adi stands for all sense organs. Chakshuradi means all sense organs. Apekshya. So, chakshuradi apekshya, from the standpoint of sense organs, or with reference to sense organs, mainly eyes. Okay, eyes, etc. With reference to all sense organs, from the standpoint of sense organs, bahyam. Vahyu is what? Vahyu means external. Oh, Hiranyagarbha. Oh, Vahyu, you alone, Hiranyagarbha, who is external from the standpoint of my sense organs, as perceptible. Bahya means external. Oh, Vahyagarbha, who is external to my sense organs, thereby perceptible. At the same time, avyavahitam, you are externally, you are externally perceptible, you are external to my sense organs, therefore you are perceptible directly. At the same time, avyavahitam, you are inseparable from me. Vyavahitam, separable, away, distant from me. Avyavahitam means you are not separable, you are not away from me, you are not distant from me. Avyavahitam, you are not distant from me, you are perceptible, directly perceptible, being external to my sense organs, but at the same time, you are also not distant from me. Avyavahitam, away from me. And that pratyaksham Brahma, and you are directly perceptible, Hiranyagarbha. Yasmat, due to that reason, tasmat, same, yasmat, enda karnathinaleyo, anda karnathinal, tasmat, twameva pratyaksham Brahma vadishyami, is the first glorification. Twam eva, twam is objective case of twam. First he said, twam, first he said, no, twam. I declare you are directly perceptible, Hiranyagarbha, the Lord. I declare you that you are directly perceptible, Hiranyagarbha. Pratyaksham Brahma Vadishyami, I shall declare. Okay. See, Pratyaksham Brahma, you see, first glory, the second. Rutam Vadishyami, Satyam Vadishyami. Now, Rutam Vadishyami, second glorification. Oh, Hiranyak, oh, Vayu. You are the directly perceptible Hiranyagarbha, external to my senses, but not away from me. You are what? You alone. I declare you are the Ritam. You are the Ritam. What does the word Ritam mean? And you are Satyam. These two words, Ritam and Satyam, actually both the words mean the same truth. But here, whenever they come together, how should we take the meanings? See here. Shankaracharya writes the beautiful meaning. You must memorize this meaning. Okay. Ritam ityukte yatha shastram yatha kartavyam buddhau suparinschitam artham. See, you can say yatha shastram. You can put one word, jnanam. Yatha shastram jnanam ritam. I'm adding that word jnanam. Yatha shastram jnanam is ritam. So how it can be interpreted? Yatha shastram, yatha kartavyam, buddho suparinischita, suparinischitam artham. Here, right, correct, ascertained, see, ascertained, doubt-free, I tell you, ascertained, doubt-free, clear, right knowledge of the teaching. So, nischita, ascertained, supari, Doubt-free, clear, ascertained knowledge, right understand, not incorrect understanding. Doubt-free, clear, ascertain right knowledge of the teaching of the Shastra is Ritam. So, that's why Yatha Shastram, as exactly, Yatha Shastram, as exactly revealed in the Shastra. Okay. Yatha Shastram, Yatha Kartavyam. So, Yatha Kartavyam, what should be done, how, in what way? Such knowledge, Buddhau, in intellect. So, Yatha Shastram is what? In keeping with the Shastram. The knowledge of things, what should be done, what should not be done, etc. How should be done, etc. must be in keeping with the Shastram. Yatha Shastram Jnanam. And how, regarding what? Yatha Kartavyam. Eppadi seyyappada vendum. Which should be done? How should be done? What should be done? What should not be done? Etc. And where this Jnanam should be? Buddhav, in one's intellect. Buddhav locative case, in one's intellect. And how should that understanding of what should be done, what should not be done, how should it be? Suparinischitam. Nischitam, definite. Parinischitam, doubtless, ascertain. So, clear. So, two prefixes are there. Suparinischitam, clear, doubt-free, ascertain, right understanding of exactly what is said in the Shastram regarding what should be done, what should not be done. Is suparinischitam. Artham. And now, he says, O Hiranyagarbha, O Vayu, you are perceptible Hiranyagarbha, and even Ritam, that right, ascertained, doubt-free knowledge is impossible but for your grace. That is also is dependent on you. That is in your control. Therefore, Tvad Adhinatvat. Ritam, how can we have right understanding of exactly what is said in the Shastram? Unless we have the grace of Hiranyagarbha. Therefore, Tvad Adhinatvat, Unnudaya Kattupattirkul Irupadal, Tvad Adhinatvat, Tava Adhinatva, Tava Adhine Asti, Ritam Api Tava Adhine Asti. It also is in your control, in your custody. Therefore, it is dependent on your grace. Tvad Adhinatvat, I say, I declare that you alone are in the form of Ritam. What is Ritam? Ritam is Hiranyagarbha. Ritam is Bhagavan. Why do you say Ritam is Bhagavan? Because Ritam is impossible without Bhagavan's grace. Therefore, Ritam is Bhagavan. I shall declare that you alone are in the form of this doubt-free, clear, ascertained, right understanding of what should be done, what should not be done, as exactly said in the Shastram. You are Ritam. Then, next, what is Satyam? Beautiful. Satyamiti Sayeva. The same Ritam. Okay. Satyam Iti Sahayeva Hiranyagarbha. Satyam also is Hiranyagarbha only. What is Satyam? He says, Vak Kaya Bhyam Sampadyamanaha. Vak Kaya Bhyam Sampadyamanaha. Satyam. Okay. Vak means speech. Kayam means body. Vacha. Sullal. Kayena. By the physically, orally, physically. Kayena, physically, vacha, orally. Together in dual, vak kaya bhyam, compound word. Vacha kayena, vak kaya bhyam, orally and physically. The same rhythm, the right, clear, doubt-free, ascertained, knowledge of what should be done, what should not be done, etc. in exactly as said in Shastram, when that right understanding expressed orally and physically, is said to be satyam. Vakayabhyam sampadyamanaha. Sampadyamanaha. So the right knowledge of the Shastra teaching, orally and physically expressed, earned physically and orally, is said to be satyam. சொல்லாலும் செயலாலும் தெளிந்த அறிவு பயன்படுத்தப்படுகையில் அதுவே சத்தியம் என்று சொல்லப்படுகிறது. ஓகே, சத்தியம் இதி சயேவ வாக்காயாபியாம் சம்பாத்யமானஹ. சி, பத் இஸ் த ரூட், சம் இஸ் த ப்ரிஃபிக்ஸ். Causative of sampadayati. Sampadyate means one attains. Sampadayati, one earns. Sampadayati, one earns. Passive voice is what? Sampadyate. And it is shanach sampadyamanaha. The same knowledge being earned, being expressed in speech and action, is known as satyam. Now, Shankaracharya says, he writes a commentary. Saha api, that satyam, saha api, that also, tvad adhinaha eva sampadyaha, that also can be earned. Sampadyaha means can be earned. The satyam also can be earned. Only by your grace. That satyam which can be earned also is in your control, is in your custody. Tvad adhinaha eva sampadyaha, that is also in your control. Adhinam na adha sampad, that also can be, satyam also can be earned. That is a wealth which can be earned only by your grace, which is also in your control. Literal meaning. I'm writing very literally, I'm telling you. For Swamiji has just put the bhavartha. I'm telling you the literal meaning also. For the sake of your understanding Sanskrit. Therefore, Twameva Satyam Vadishyami. So, Satyam is impossible without your grace. That's also dependent on your grace only. For anyone to have Satyam also, we need Bhagavan's grace. So, he says, O Hiranyagarbha, who alone is in the form of Vayu, a Vayu, who symbolizes Hiranyagarbha. What? You, I declare that you alone are in the form of Satyam. It's all glorifications. Tvam Pratyaksham Brahma, Tvam Rutam, Tvam Satyam. It's all glorifications. You are Satyam, you are Rutam, you are Pratyaksham Brahma. It's called what? Vadanakriya. Okay, page number, homework, 78, 79, homework. Then page number 81. If anybody has any doubt, please ask me, okay? I assume everything is very clear for you. I'm just going ahead. Is it all right? Okay. Page number 81. தத் சர்வாத்மகம் வாய்வாக்கியம் பிரம்ம மயைவம் ஸ்துதம் சத் வித்யார்த்தினம் மாம் அவது வித்யா சயோஜனேன. தத் சர்வாத்மகம் வாய்வாக்கியம் பிரம்ம மயைவம் ஸ்துதம் சத் வித்யார்த்தினம் மாம் அவது வித்யா சயோஜனேன. வாட் இஸ் ஹி சே ஹியர்? தத் சர்வாத்மகம் வாய்வாக்கியம் பிரம்ம. சோ தட் ஹிரண்ய கர்ப்பகா, தட் பகவான், தட் லார்ட் ஹூ அலோன் இஸ் இன் தி ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் தி என்டையர் யூனிவர்ஸ், தத் பிரம்ம சட்டில் மேனிஃபெஸ்டேஷன், thereby who alone is lending life for the entire gross manifestation, tat brahma, that lord, and who is what? Sarvatmakam brahma, the self of all the beings, that lord who alone is in the form of everything, who alone is self of everything, and now who is known by the expression vayuhu, who is known as vayuhu, who is invoked in the form of Vayuhu, that Hiranyagarbha, Sagunam Brahma Ishwara Hiranyagarbha, who alone is in the form of everything, who is the self of all the beings, and who is known as Vayu here, may that Hiranyagarbha, Maya Evam Stutam Sat, Maya by me, Evam in this manner, Stutam, Stutam is what? Past passive participle. Stuta glorified. Pulapatta. Ennal in the anithu uyirgalude atmavagirikkindra vaayu sollapadugindra bhagavan param Hiranyagarbhar ennal ivvidam thudikkapadugindravar. Maya evam stutam. Maya evam stutam sat, being glorified by me in this manner, that Hiranyagarbha, who is sarvatmakaha, being glorified by me in this manner, vidyarthinam mam avatu, being glorified in this manner, may that Lord protect me, mam avatu, may that Lord protect me, the student, the one who, the aspirant of knowledge, vidyarthi means aspirant of knowledge. Vidyam arthayate, vidya arthayate iti vidyarthi, the one by whom knowledge is sought. Okay, vidyarthi means one, the aspirant of knowledge, seeker of knowledge. So may that Lord protect me, mam avatu, kidrasham mam avatu, vidyarthinam mam avatu. May that Lord protect me, the aspirant of knowledge, being worshipped in this manner. Sat means being. Nyatra sat, not sat. The sat actually like sun. The asti, the verb asti, like gachati, gachan, patati, patan. For asti, sun. The sun and work here, sat. Being worship, being glorified, praised by me in this manner. Evam stutam, evam maya stutam sat, being praised and glorified by me in this manner, may that Hiranyagarbha, the self of all beings, protect me, the aspirant of knowledge, being praised by me in this manner. Okay, how should Bhagavan protect me? Vidya sanyojanena, Bhagavan katham mam avatu, let that Lord avatu, actually imperative verb avatu, see avdatu, avati protects, avatu imperative mode, let that Hiranyagarbha, the self of all beings, being worshipped, being glorified, praised by me in this manner, protect me, the aspirant of knowledge, by blessing me with knowledge. How can Bhagavan protect? Vidya Sanyojanena. Samyojanam means adding. By adding knowledge to me, literal meaning is what? By adding knowledge to me, may he protect. Which what is implied here? By blessing me with knowledge. Jnanate ennodu serpadan moolam. என்னிடம் இல்லாத ஞானத்தை என்னோடு சேர்ப்பதன் மூலம் இறைவன் என்னை காப்பாற்றட்டும். சோ வித்யா சயோஜனம் சம்யோஜயதி மீன்ஸ் யுனைட்ஸ் ஜாயின்ஸ். நோ நாலெட்ஜ் இஸ் அவே ஃப்ரம் மீ. பகவான் ஹேஸ் டு பிரிங் த நாலெட்ஜ் டு மீ அண்ட் கனெக்ட் நாலெட்ஜ் டு மீ. சோ பை ஜாயினிங் யுனைட்டிங் தி நாலெட்ஜ் வித் மீ, வாட் டஸ் இட் மீன்? By blessing me with knowledge, by giving me the knowledge. Vidya danena, vidya sayojanena means vidya danena. By giving me knowledge, by blessing me with the knowledge, let that Lord Hiranyagarbha, the self of all beings, being praised, glorified by me in this manner, protect me, the seeker of knowledge. What does it mean? There's no other protection. What is protection of? Knowledge is protection. Jnanameva rakshakam. Jnanameva rakshakam. Jnanameva rakshanam rakshakam. All protective is knowledge. That which protects is knowledge. Lord Bhagavan, may let him protect me with, by blessing me with jnanam. Tat, tat brahma. The tat first is adjective of tat brahma. தத் சர்வாத்மகம் வாய் வாக்கியம் பிரம்ம. தத் பிரம்ம ஹூஸ் ஓன் அஸ் வாயு. மயா ஏவம் ஸ்துதம். மயா ஏவம் மயைவம் விருத்தி சந்தி. மேக் அ நோட். மயைவம் ஸ்துதம் சத்து வணங்கப்பட்டு இருந்து கொண்டு. சரி, துதி ஸ்துத மீன்ஸ் ஸ்தௌதி இஸ் த வேர்ப். ஸ்தௌதி க்ளோரிஃபைஸ் பிரைசஸ். ஸ்துதிஹி நவுன். ஸ்துதிஹி க்ளோரிஃபிகேஷன் பிரைஸ். ஸ்துத பார்ட்டிசிபிள் பிரைஸ்ட் க்ளோரிஃபைடு. ஸ்துதம் சத்து வித்யார்த்தினம் மாம் அவத்து வித்யா சயோஜனேன. ஃபினிஷ்ட். நவ் பேஜ் நம்பர் 82. ததேவ பிரம்ம. What is it? Namo brahmane namastevayo tvam eva pratyaksham brahmasi tvam eva pratyaksham brahma vadishyami ritam vadishyami satyam vadishyami. Now tanmam avatu. Finished. Tanmam avatu. Finished. That also. Adhtaranam. Now the student second line here, the student is praying for the protection of the teacher. Tadeva Brahma Hiranyagarbha Vaktaram Avatu. As the word Vakta is what? Rikarantaha Pullingaha Vaktru Shabdaha. Hope you make the proper notes of what I'm saying. Vaktru. Sachin are doing. Vaktru. Rikarantaha pullingaha vaktru shabdaha. And nominative case vakta. See, make complete notes. Vakta. Speaker. And vaktaram. Objective case. Why? Because object of protection here. Who should be protected again? So same. Hiranyagarbha, Ishwaraha, who is the name of Vayu, let that Hiranyagarbha protect the speaker. And who is the speaker, who is the listener? Student is the listener. Therefore, speaker is this teacher. Acharyam, Vaktaram, the teacher who communicates the subject matter of the Shastram. Let that Hiranyagarbha, Saguna Brahmaishwara Hiranyagarbha, protect the communicator of subject matter of Shastram, the teacher. ஆச்சாரியம் அவத்து. ஓகே, நவ் ஹியர் ஹி இஸ் ஆஸ்கிங் வை ஷுட் தி ஸ்டூடெண்ட் ப்ரே ஃபார் தி ப்ரொடெக்ஷன் ஆஃப் த டீச்சர், பிகாஸ் ஹிஸ் ப்ரொடெக்ஷன் இஸ் இன் ஞானம். இஸ் ஞானம் இஸ் டிபெண்ட் ஆன் தி கம்யூனிகேஷன், கம்யூனிகேஷன் டிபெண்ட் ஆன் தி ஸ்கில் ஆஃப் த டீச்சர். லுக் அட் திஸ், மை இட்ஸ் ஆல் செல்ஃபிஷ்னஸ். ஓகே, மை மோக்ஷா இஸ் இன் மை ஞானம். My jnanam is dependent on the teacher's communication and the communication is dependent on his clarity. Therefore, see, you all must pray. One thing, you get a good teacher. He says, Vaktru Samartya Sanyojanena. I love Shankara's commentary. Vaktru Samartyam. Vaktruttva Samartyam. Vaktruttva Samartyam. Samartyam. All Tamil people, all in me, very happy. They all know the meaning of the word Samarthyam. Samarthyam, capability, capacity, efficiency, proficiency. It's all what now? Samarthyam. Samarthyam in what? In Vadanam. Vaktrutva Samarthyam. So, வக்திருத்துவ சாமர்த்திய சம்யோஜனேன. சோ மே லெட் தட் லார்ட் ஹிரண்யகர்ப்பா பிளஸ் மை டீச்சர் வித் தி கேப்பபிலிட்டி இன் டர்ம்ஸ் ஆஃப் கேப்பபிலிட்டி இன் கம்யூனிகேட்டிங். தி லிட்டில் டிரான்ஸ்லேஷன் இஃப் யூ வாண்ட் பை பிளஸ் மே லெட் தி பகவான் பிளஸ் ஹிம் with the capability, thereby enable him communicate. Bless him with the capability of having the status of being the good communicator. This exact translation of what I'm saying. Okay, let Bhagavan bless him with the capacity of being, capacity of having the status of being the good communicator. Vaktrutva Samarthyam. Why should it trouble like this? Simple translation. What is that? May Bhagavan bless him with the capacity to communicate properly. Vaktrutva Samarthya Sayyojanena Avatu. May let that Bhagavan protect my teacher, the Vakta, Acharyaha Vakta, the communicate object matter by blessing him with the capability of communicating effectively. Okay. Again repeat. Avatu mam avatu vaktaram. That is avatu mam avatu vaktaram. That is repeated. May the Lord protect me. May the Lord protect my teacher. May the Lord protect me. May the Lord protect my teacher. Why repetition? Shankaracharya says, Punarvachanam Adarartham. Adaraha. Adaraha means, one meaning is support. Another meaning is emphasis. Stressing. Adarartham. For emphasizing. Adaraha, emphasis. Adarartham, for emphasizing. See, noun and noun is what? Emphasis. For emphasizing, adarartham, or for the emphasis. For emphasizing. So that to make that prayer important. Okay. Emphasizing punarvachanam, repetition. Punaha, again, vachanam, saying. Pun, again saying is called repetition. Punaha, again, vachanam, saying. Punarvachanam, repetition, repeating. Repetition is for the emphasis.
ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி.
homework, rest of the piece, you have to read the book yourself. Shantihi, Shantihi, Shantihi Iti. Page number 83. Trivachanam, Trivachanam. ఆధ్యాత్మికాధిభౌతికాధిదైవికానా విద్యా ప్రాప్తి ఉపసర్గాణాం ప్రశమనార్థం. హౌ షుడ్ వి రీడ్ ఇట్? త్రివచనమాధ్యాత్మికాధిభౌతికాధిదైవికానా విద్యా ప్రాప్తి ఉపసర్గాణాం ప్రశమనార్థం. ఇట్ ఇస్ బ్రేక్ ఇట్ డౌన్. శాంతి 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 ఇతి త్రివచనం. సి Trihi, Trir, you have to break it first now. Trihi Vachanam. In Sandhi becomes what? Trir Vachanam. Trihi Vachanam becomes Trir Vachanam. Trihi means three times. Three means number three. Trihi, three times. Trihi is equal to Trivaram. Three times. Okay. Trihi. Three times, Trivaram. Now, why Visarga? Why Visarga becomes Repa? Whenever Visarga is followed by a soft consonant, Visarga followed by any soft consonant, Visarga first becomes Takara. Sorry, Sakara. Always Visarga first becomes Sakara. And Sakara, Visarga followed by soft consonants becomes Repa. Therefore, it becomes what? Trir. Trihi, three times. Vachanam, utterance, uttering. Mummurai solludal. Trir vachanam. Moondrumurai solludal. Okay, uttering three times. Oh, Shantihi. What? He says, what is the purpose? Kimartam trihi vachanam. What is the purpose of saying three times? Prashamanartham. See the last word, kimartham, prashamanartham. You must see the answer and question together. Kimartham, prashamanartham. Okay. Prashamayati, shamdhatu. Pra prefix. Prashamayati means eliminates, removes, destroys. Shamayati itself means good. Shamayati means removes. Eliminates, nullifies. But pra is a prefix. So completely it removes. Prashamayati, verb. Prashamanam, eliminating, gerund. Prashamanam, elimination, removal, destruction, destroying. No, prashamana artham. For eliminating, for destroying, for removing. Or for the removal, for the destruction of what? Prashamanartham, for the destruction of what? Vidya, vidya praptyupasarganam. For the destruction, for the elimination of upasargas, upasarganam. Idayurhaludaya nikkudal porutu. Idayurhaludaya nikkudal. For the elimination or the removal or the destruction of the obstacles, upasargana, obstacles in the pursuit of knowledge, vidya praptau upasargaha, vidya prapti upasargana, arivai adaivadilulla idiyurugalai. So for eliminating the obstacles in the pursuit of knowledge, attainment of knowledge, okay, obstacles caused by what? Obstacles in the form of what? He says, adhyatmika, adhyatmika upasargaha. So obstacles associated with one's own obstacles caused by the obstacles in the associated with one's own self. Adibhautika upasargaha. obstacles associated with anything and everything other than oneself. Adi Bhautika, Adi Daivikana, obstacles associated with are caused by the natural calamities such as corona. Okay. Now we say Adhyatmika, Adi Bhautika, Adi Daivikanam, Vidya Pravipa Sarganam, Prashmanartham, Trihi, Shantihi, 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 Ti Vachanam. Okay, homework. Page 84, 85, all homework. And you read Pooja Swami has given fantastic, I tell you. For Taittiriya Upanishad, you cannot find a better book at all than this. Is the best book. I promise you. This is the best book. Please go back and read it. Okay? And read up to what I have covered. Don't read beyond that. You may get confused. Not confused. I think I prefer that way. So that now you can go back and read. And okay, Sachin, give Prabhuji homework. Send some pages for him. Okay, so he will do homework also. Okay, he'll be troubling Shantam otherwise. So better send him some pages.
He already has Swamiji.
Okay, very good. You are a good child. And so he can do homework. And then after reading, we can send him more. Now Shanti Patha is over. Now you must be thorough before I go to the next Anuvaka. Okay. Taittiriyam, don't delay, because complete, we must be thorough with every word. You can make a very good notes of your own. That's why I add, see Swamiji what he has done when he was teaching in the course. Of course, Swamiji has the best unfoldment, but still sometimes just not to wear, because people are all from different countries. So he wouldn't have gone into the details of root, because he already expects people to know everything. So he doesn't go to details. But I also make it a point to see that you also understand Sanskrit. So I add exact translation also I'm giving. So you also benefit from the Sanskrit understanding. Okay?
Swamini, can I ask, what is Vavyakyam? How to say it properly?
Where?
Tat sarvatmakam vavyakyam, page 81. Brahma.
No. I said vayvakyam. Vayuakyam. Vayuakyam. Tat sarvatmakam vayvakyam. If you break it, vayu plus akyam. Yansandi. Vayu plus akyam. See, Akhyaha means known. Akhya known. Akhyaha, the one who is known as Vayu. So, the Hiranyagarbha Ishwaraha, the self of all beings, now known as Vayu, have been glorified by me in this manner. Protect me, the Vidyarthi, by blessing me with knowledge. Vayu Akyam Yansandi. U plus A, V. Vayu Akyam. Vayvakyam. See, the word Brahma, Sagunam Brahma, if you take, so Brahma is a neuter gender word. That is why Tat, not Saha. Now, I'll see you in... I can see you after half an hour.